And we're taking phone calls this hour with Karen Dahlman. Your questions, your stories, using the Ouija board next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Karen Dahlman. Karen, do you teach people how to use the Ouija board?
Well, I guess in a way I do through my book. If people read it, they're going to learn, if they're interested, how to do it and how to use it in the way, in the manner in which I do. People do reach out to me every now and then, and I've met with a group of people who use the Ouija board, and they're also paranormal investigators, and I helped them a little bit to make some strides with their communication, and it really took off for them. So not that I go out there and host seminars, although I've been asked. That's really not my objective here. It's really, if you're going to use it, let me show you what I've learned and where I am with it, and, you know, have at it. But no, I don't necessarily go out there to try to teach.
When you are with the Ouija board, how long does it take before the planchette starts to move?
Oh, immediately. I put my fingers on there, and it's going. I mean, I think I'm not surprised, but when outsiders come in, they're like, what? They're amazed at how fast it moves. I mean, and it goes rather quickly that I sometimes don't even know what it's spelling. Most of the time I don't. I'm just writing letters down rapidly. I have a routine that I've done over the years. I'm used to just maybe two people doing it, just myself and the other. And so I have one hand on a planchette, my left hand, my right hand is actually writing. And so I'm just drawing letters down and calling them out loud, and the planchette's moving fast. But let me tell you, when we first start with our hands on the planchette, it always circles and spirals around, and it goes into figure eights and mostly vortexes, spirals, and it's the energy coming in. And when different beings come through, that movement changes. And I can tell, it's like I call it a signature of the being. When they come through, their movement will change. And so I kind of know who's coming in. I always have them address themselves and say who they are and announce when they come through. But yet I know who they are from the different experiences over the years. But yeah, they come through it, and that part circles, and all of a sudden when the spelling's ready, it goes to town.
Perfect. Let's take some calls here for you. Harriet's in Phoenix, Arizona. Harriet, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is just wonderful. I have one that I made myself, and I have to tell you that I am addicted to it. I have to say, my board has a nickname, and we went to a craft store, and she picked out. I use a crystal on a chain, a dowser. And she picked out which paper and which numbers and letters, and I made it. Yes, sometimes I've had some people from the dark side come in, and I can tell, and I say a certain prayer, and I shoo them out. But I also have it on my dining room table, and I use it several times a day. It's like someone is actually living with me. I get tremendous amount of advice. I get reprimands on what I shouldn't be doing. And one of my kids was ill one time, and it gave me the medical terms of the medicine that she was using. And people call, and I've had people try to do it, and it won't work. And I will ask them, do you believe in it? And no. So if there's not the belief, it will not go. I do use protection constantly, and as I said, I can tell when something is amiss, and I do a clearing. But I get tremendous amount of advice from it. Today we had very, very high temperature, and I asked before I left the house, is there a message for me? Yes. Be careful. Too warm. Stay in after you come back. Don't go out again. And it's 99% correct. So I can understand. It's like someone living here, and I don't know what I would do without it.
That's good advice. Karen, go ahead.
Oh, I'm amazed. Here we go. Here's a person that's been using it for a while. Is Aria still on the line? I wanted to ask her a question.
Yeah, she sure is.
Great. Aria, do you use it by yourself, or do you use it with somebody?
No. Do I what?
Do you use the board by yourself, or do you use it with a person?
I use it for my own personal inner growth.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I do get phone calls from friends asking me, will you ask to see if yada, yada? Okay? And it's it's like head on. And when it's like that, I'm telling you, it's like someone living in the house and I don't have to feed them.
And do you have a name to your to the being you speak with? Do you know who this being is?
Yes, I do. I do. And what I do is after I say my prayers, I ask who is here now, and I get God and three other spirit guides. And many times I will joke and say, I'm going, let's say, to Walmart. Are you going to come? And it'll swing yes. It'll tell me yes. And I'll say, you have to wear a seatbelt. And it spells out, spirit guides do not wear seatbelts. So it has a great sense of humor. I mean, I would love to talk to you again about it. But it's, you know, when you're doing it, you get that feeling. You can take a look at the clock. Oh, my gosh, look at how long I'm sitting here. All of the information. But I have mine in a circle with all the letters of the alphabet.
Well, you know what you're doing there. Karen, give out your email address or how people can contact you.
Yeah, you can reach me at my website, which is KarenADolman.com. I know it's linked up on the Coast to Coast website. And my email is there. It's Karen at KarenADolman.com or Karen at CreativeVisionsPublications.com. There's a contact me place on that on the website where you just click on it and send me your questions or your comments or what you want to ask, talk to me about. I get a lot of contacts that way. I think Aria brought up a great point. This is what's really fun about the doing this work with the other side, and mediums will say the same thing. Spirits have an incredible sense of humor, and they use it. And if I'm too serious, they'll tell me to get up, do a cheer, lighten up, you know, have some fun. I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. What? Why am I getting so downtrodden because of the day or whatever? But they remind me, they put things in perspective, and they remind me not to forget that sense of humor. And so they've really taught me to incorporate that in all parts of my life, and it's been helpful. And I love that she says that, you know, she has that sense of humor with them. It's really, really interesting story.
We have next Cameron in Arizona as well, west of the Rockies. Hi, Cameron. Go ahead.
Yes, Karen and George, I haven't heard people talking about the positive name of the Ouija board, which apparently when they invented it, they were doing yes, yes. They had French and German. And I had researched it for a number of years, and my wife, who's passed, was a psychic, and we designed a board that was a round board and yeah. Called it the Magic Message Mat, which we used a clover-shaped planchette, and it had three finger holes for four people on it, which was very interesting. And we did a lot of stuff that went through the years and helped quite a few people. And seemed like most of the boards were sold up in Canada, which I thought was kind of a surprise.
There was a big distributor up in Canada at the turn of the century. We're talking late 1800s. And Canada really had a big surge of Ouija boards, too, around the same time we did. In fact, around the time we received our patent, there was a patent that we received up in Canada, and they started creating them up there as well. And so, yeah, you'll see a lot of boards that come from Canada, too. Very interesting story. So I love the fact you created your own board. And I know people that create these beautiful pieces of artwork, and it just makes it that much more special. But I'm curious, why did you choose the shape that you chose, the circle, and then also why did you choose the four-leaf clover?
Well, we had a lot of the signs for Capricorn and all the other different signs around the perimeter. It was a 2-foot diameter that was on a fairly heavy board, and we placed the pattern on top of that. And like I say, it was interesting. We sold quite a few of them, and but the round was something we thought was more of a design for tables and things like that people could sit around.
Brandon. Yeah, I like that. I like the circle design. You're right. The rectangle can be awkward at times, especially at a table. And what I like about the circle, I'm really into the symbolism and what the circle represents. You know, it represents a totality, the wholeness, the Ouroboros, the one, the alpha, the omega, the beginning and the end. And I think the circle is a great representation of what this message of Ouija can be. It really is teaching you about going back within to understand your connection to all, to send your connection back to source. And I love that it's a circle. That's a very interesting board you created.
Cameron, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. What kind of answers do you generally get, Karen, when you ask the question? I mean, do they elaborate or are they short?
We tend to get a mixture of a little bit of everything. We might get some short answers. Now, when I speak to animals, we've talked about this before.
Right.
People that are alive or dead, they tend to talk in short, little, you know, 3-4 word sentences, not really long sentences. Very simplistic, very cut straight to the point. Very cute. But we will get sometimes paragraphs and pages. And the answers sometimes, you know, will be direct and like the area said. Friends might call up and say, I've got a question. Can you ask this question? I get that a lot. And so my friends will call me, and I'll ask a question, and it'll be direct to their answer. And it could be something such as, when do you see a new relationship coming into my life? And we might get that answer. But there's always a follow-up, and this is what I find fascinating with the work I do on the board. There's always a follow-up to say, and what are you doing to support that? Or asking us to look at that a little deeper and not just go, oh, I was told a relationship's coming, but what do I need to do to prepare the way? So I love that. I get this interesting balance that comes to me. Maybe it's because my energy and my work as a psychotherapist for a decade, and, you know, I practice and I still keep my licenses, but maybe it's because of my energy that's why they talk to me more on that level. I do believe when the spirits come through, it's the energy of yourself and your partner, in the case of Cameron, you have 4 people at the board. It's the collective group energy that influences also the level of communication you're going to get and what kind of message you're going to get. So it works with what you guys are going to understand and ways that you're going to be able to interpret it, too.
Sure. Let's go next. International Line. Dave is in Muskoka, Canada. Welcome to the program. Hi, David.
Hi, David.
On the air with us.
Good morning, folks. How are you doing?
Good, David.
Good morning.
Hi. I had a good friend of mine passed away on June the 8th, and it's his birthday, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. And I was just wondering if there's any way you might be able to let me know how he's doing.
Well, I don't necessarily do that. I have before, but you contact me privately in an email and just go ahead and say that again to me, and I can see what I can do for you.
How do you go for a particular entity?
Well, this is really fascinating about this, and we didn't really get into it yet, and I'm glad we're going to approach the subject now. I can, on the board, talk to anybody no matter where they are. For example, I was asked to go to a real high-profile haunting, a house that was haunted, and before I went, I just asked permission of the owner, can I speak, you know, earlier before I come to see what's there. And everybody spoke to me. All the spirits that were in that house spoke to me. And when I got there, they spoke to me and more. You don't have to be in the locality of what you think, you know, our time and space continuum is. Their continuum does not work like ours. It's not a locality. So they could be almost anywhere at any moment. It's like bilocating or just traveling around quickly. So I can pretty much reach out to anybody that's able to come back and communicate if they have a message. So I've had people that have asked to get something from somebody who's died, and I find sometimes when they die so recently, they're not always able to come through right away. There's like a transition period. They're greeted by their loved ones and other spirit beings who help them heal and help them, you know, take their time. And time to them is not like years and days and months. It can be seconds and moments, and they're not counting it down like we are. So you can't always, but then eventually sometimes they'll come through, and if they want to give a message. So it's always fascinating. I can't control it. I can't conjure it. I can't make it happen. It's got to be a mutual agreement between myself and the others who want to come and communicate.
We go out now to Hanford, California. Roman's turn on Coast to Coast. Roman, go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Did.
All right. Yeah, I just had a little story I wanted to share. Me and my friends, like, we've played the Ouija board quite a few times, but there's this one story that I thought was, like, coast-to-coast material. And we had this bright idea, right, to go to the cemetery to go play it one day. And we got a hold of this spirit that we were asking if it was buried there at the cemetery, and the spirit said no. And then I said, okay, but you just died here. And it went to yes. And I asked what year the spirit had died. And the spirit went to the numbers 2046. So I said, okay, so you're a spirit from the future? And it went to no immediately. And then I said, so the 2046 that's coming up isn't the first 2046 there has been. And it spelled out exactly. It spelled out the word exactly. And so I asked, okay, so how many 2046s have there been? And it went to 7.
Huh. Interesting.
So I just thought that was pretty, huh. Yeah, interesting. I just wanted to mention that for everybody to hear.
Good. Thanks for sharing that with us. How do these things happen, Karen?
Well, okay. So I appreciate a story. And first of all, I noticed you used the word play. And, you know, that gives me the little creeps, because when you say play, I get the sense of it not being used really respectfully, but I can't judge that. I do say, though, you know, going into the cemetery, now listen, I experimented with all this when I was a lot younger, too, out of curiosity. But doing all that, sometimes you're asking for stuff. So I think the problem here, and maybe it's not a problem, but when you ask just yes-no questions, you'll get some things that may not always make sense. So it's better to ask open-ended questions. And I know people do that because they want to get quick results. We're a quick result society. We want things immediately. We just teaches you patience. You can't just ask yes-no questions. And you'll get things that don't make sense, like, did you die here? No. Were you born here? Yes. Are you from the future? No. What you want to say instead, what I would have asked Roman to say, I would have said, please identify who you are. Let us know about your life. But see, that takes time to spell, and if you're not used to using a Ouija board, you know, you may not have that yet down. You may not have that system down. So, again, just I suggest using a board, if you're going to use it, really don't ask yes-no questions. Ask open-ended questions.
Well, with Karen Dahlman, of course, her work, The Spirits of the Ouija, and we, of course, are taking your phone calls, your questions, and your Ouija board stories. So far, I haven't heard any nightmarish stories with a Ouija board, Karen.
Yeah, I know. And so, yeah, we might get one. That's okay. I mean,
you sure it's okay?
It's okay with me. Are you okay with it?
I guess I'm okay with that.
You see, now, are you surprised there, George? We're getting all these calls so far, four of them, where people are using the board. And you probably didn't realize that, did you, that so many people use it?
Well, I thought a lot used it, but I thought we'd get more tragic or scary episodes with them.
Sure.
I mean, you know my story when I had it back in St. Louis.
I sure
in
do.
My studio, the world fell apart. And then I gave it to the news guy as a gift, my producer did, and he right. got fired.
But do you remember what I said to you? I if you recall, I said, did he end up in a better job? And you said he did.
Well, it took him a long time.
That's okay. Sometimes...
Lost his girlfriend, too.
Okay, but did he end up in a better situation? I mean, that's how life works. I mean, life does fall apart with or without the board.
All right, Karen, we're coming back with final phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, the FAA has lifted the travel restrictions now to Tel Aviv and Israel. So that's a start. Anyway, we will be back in a moment with Karen Dahlman and your questions and stories with Ouija boards on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, back with our final questions with Karen Dahlman. Karen, then people are being gentle with you. Nobody's attacking you.
Are you surprised?
You know, this is a very respectful audience, so I'm not surprised, but I would think that some people would say that you're dealing and dabbling with evil. And I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we heard that before. I mean, you know, we get everybody's opinions, and we welcome them all. There's never an issue with that. You know, if I may share something with you, George, you were asking me earlier, how do we know, you know, let's say the deceased don't exist, there's no afterlife. How do I know I'm not just, you know, doing this
imagining,
all
imagining, sure.
Okay, so I did an experiment for about 4 years with two other people, and we spoke during those 4 years to pretty much exclusively our higher selves. We spoke to ourselves. We purposely spoke to our higher self. So it was like talking to that essence of ourself that's connected to our divinity. And what was really lovely about that is we got so many incredible messages from ourselves. And if I may, I want to share one with you about happiness and what they told us, what happiness, how to achieve happiness in life. I this will give your listeners and yourself an idea of what kind of responses we received.
Okay.
So basically, this came from a higher self. It said, happiness lies in the path, not the destination. For each path taken, there must be an end, even if it occurs right now. As it ends, it does not stop. It changes to another path of form. As you travel a life path, you make choices. Each choice leads to another, so this process of making decisions is where true happiness comes from, not any one result of a decision. Results can bring joy, but only for a moment. The trails leading to that moment are how one discovers what living is all about.
I like that. To the phones we go. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Sylvia in Chatsworth, California. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are fine. Thanks.
Great. Wonderful, wonderful. I hope you can hear me. Actually, I was wondering, the communication with the board, is it more or with the others that come through this board, do you think that maybe it is a desire to hear from God directly? You know, there's some type of communication going on with the is it that maybe you want to hear from God? Because I don't believe that God would need to use a board to communicate. I believe that there's deception there, and also that if someone is deceived, they don't know they're deceived. And I could say this as well. Biblically speaking, there's a lot of things that point to this not being a good thing. And to me, it's more like, for example, a serial killer, that you may stop, ask this person for directions somewhere, and it could be a serial killer. He's telling you, oh, yeah, go this way, go that way. He may be giving you direction, but where you end up, you don't know.
In his backyard. So, Karen, here we go. They begin.
No, that's a fair question to ask. I mean, how do you know if you're being deceived or not? And I think that's definitely worthy of it. And also to talk about the God itself and God energy. I feel like we're all connected at a source, a divine matrix, a universal source, a God source, if you will. And I do believe that because of that, I'm not talking anything that's exclusive of that. It's all inclusive of that energy source. I feel like we all are a part of that source. And so I do feel like it's reaching out into helpers, beings that work with this God light, this white light, this energy. So therefore, that's my intent, and that's how I go about the board. Now, how I know I'm not being deceived, I mean, you're right. You could open your front door and invite somebody in, and they can just rip you off. And you're right. You can pick up somebody, hitchhiker, and they can end up turning around and murdering you. It happens a lot. I think you have to be careful. This is why I was talking about this tool is not for everybody. It's definitely not a game. I've been very fortunate. I've always had helpers on the other side who have always had my best interests and intentions. And I've learned quickly over the years, too, about having a spiritual practice in tandem doing this work. I know my center, and when I get off my center, I don't go to the Ouija board. I go to my meditations. I go to my journaling. I go to what allows me to get back in that space. And so I don't rely on the board, but yet over, you know, 41 years, but some of the spirits I've been speaking with consistently for 25-plus years, over that much time, you kind of get to know somebody. It's like developing a friendship. After so many years or so much time, you start to develop trust. And so that's kind of what happens here. Their messages, like I read about happiness, they're so gentle and they're beautiful messages that really make me think, they help me grow, they make me feel good, and that does not come from a negative source. If anything is lifting you up and allowing you to feel that splendor in your heart and in your life and to treat others that way, that's a positive influence. And anytime something comes at you and is rude and mean and even on the board, you don't have to engage with that. I always say, don't engage with abusive behavior on the board or with people. But you develop it because you learn to trust yourself. I trust myself, and I learn to be able to gauge this information I'm getting, and that it's a beneficial information. But I appreciate her comments and her call, because that is a very important question we all should be asking ourselves when we engage in any type of spiritual exploration with unseen realms.
Do you know of anybody who has dabbled with the Ouija board and it turned out to be a disaster?
Well, you told me your story. That turned out to be a disaster in your mind's eye, right?
Well, besides me.
Yeah, I've heard this. But I think what happens, too, people give their power away, and they want to explain it on a board. It's like you had me on that news segment, and I said that people were coming down from drugs. And it turned out there was a hallucinogen involved, and there was also beatings and post-traumatic stress disorder. And so, yeah, you're going to be doing all kinds of weird symptoms. But we jump to conclusions, and we want to give our power away to something else. And since the Ouija is mysterious, it comes with no instructions, as we discussed earlier, and since it has this mystique about it, we can project all of our fears onto it and say, oh, it's bad, it's negative, and we put our fears onto it. It's not that it has that energy in itself. So we don't want to give our energy away to anything. We don't want to give our power away to something else. We have the choice within ourselves at any given moment to make choices, to have free will, and to move through our life. People don't make you angry. You make yourself angry. Look at it that way.
Alan's in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Alan. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, George, longtime listener. I want to tell this person that I actually have screwed around with the Ouija board. I have many things to say to her. You know, like the first thing is, for instance, you're talking about these spiritual beings on the other side that you've had, you know, really good contact with and everything, and they've always led you in the right direction. Well, there's many beings that are out there that have led many people in the right direction and actually took them down the wrong path. And actually the path they've led them on has led them to destruction. For instance, if you look at the mouse is led to the cheese. It's a beautiful smelling, wonderful thing. And the minute he gets his head in there,
snap,
it's too late. But I have dabbled around with the Ouija board when I was younger. And the Ouija board that I had, we played around with. And I'll never forget the incident that happened. I had a bad feeling, and I just decided I wanted to quit playing it. And the other people had the same feeling. So for some reason, I decided I wanted to destroy.
Well, whatever happened to you, the Ouija people got to him.
Oh, goodness. Is he gone?
He's gone.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I do want to say, when you screw around with something and dabble around with it, it's not in the right light. And we talked about that earlier. But, you know, again, if you're not opening the circle, you're not closing it, this is not a toy, people. This is not a game, and I seriously don't ever talk about it in that manner. Although I have experimented with it as a child in some of those levels, and I've gone through all these things that the caller is talking about. You know, I think it's important, and I'm just going to take the Ouija board out of the picture. It's important for myself in my life, and I think a lot of people that are explorers and curious about the world in which they live, they're going to go out and look and see what's out there. Just because something is unseen and we can't really quite explain it doesn't mean, and people tell me you shouldn't go there because you don't have the rights to go there or these spirits are bad, that's not going to stop me. Because I find that as I begin to explore the world more, the less I really know, and that makes me get even more curious to learn more. And so I think there's a lot of people out there that times are shifting. And that's why you see all these paranormal shows on TV and a lot of curiosity about what happens to ourselves. And of course, like your guest earlier talking about what's going on different planets, and then you've got the aliens and UFOs and all this stuff. It's like it's out there, people. And so it's kind of interesting to explore it. And for me, I'm an avid explorer, and I'm a boundary pusher. And so regardless of the Ouija board, I'm into other dimensions without the board, and I've been like that all my life, and it's not because I went and searched it out, because they came to me, and because that was my path that allowed me, this became just a tool I use, so I have many other tools I use, such as meditation, dream recall, journaling, some automatic writing, visitations, that I used to develop and explore the world, and so I'm really for that. I'm really for not doing it because somebody says, "Oh, it's going to be bad. It's bad." No, I'm going to go and explore the world, and I welcome others to do the same.
Karen, does one spirituality have anything to do with this?
I think it has a lot to do with it, to be honest with you, if you want to approach it on a spiritual level. If you're going to mess around and play games with it, it has nothing to do with spirituality. Now, spirituality is not religiosity or theosophy or philosophy. But spirituality is how I feel about the connection I have back to the universal source and how I devote myself to that connection, how I allow that connection to be enhanced. And I have certain practices I do that. The circuitry is one that I talked about earlier. But I always talk about this in my book. I've read about it too. Have a practice if you're going to do this work, a practice where you know who you are, where you don't need the board, where it's really about you finding your center within and finding your connection back to source and understanding you're not alone and understanding you have help at all times in your life. I think a lot of people find themselves in depression, and at that point you feel very much alone. And the truth is, you never really are. And maybe you don't understand that, but it's not just because you have unseen friends; it's because you have unseen helpers that will help get you to the next person who can help you. I mean, there's a whole synchronicity that happens in life, and I think my work with the board really helps demonstrate that to myself and to the people that come to my sessions or to others. Some of your callers called in that talked to them about their life and how things are connected.
Michael's in New York City. Welcome to the program. Michael, go ahead.
I would like to know ask her a question if perhaps my friend is coming back to New York City from Florida.
Well, she doesn't get anything specific like that, Michael.
Yeah, I'm not doing psychic readings or anything like that, and I'm not doing the board right now, and I only do the board if I have a partner with me. So, no, I couldn't tell you that. But, you know, what I would ask you, what does your gut tell you?
Well, and let me ask you, Karen.
Yes.
Do people use the Ouija board for, like, predictions and things like that?
Absolutely. And I think Ari was kind of talking about that. Her friends were asking for what was going to happen, and I've had people ask me some of those things as well. I've had the spirit friends come on the board and just say, hey, by the way, you expect to meet this person the next month who's going to help this happen in your life, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that happens. And people do ask those questions. Everybody has their own questions they want to ask that's constantly in their mind that they're curious about. But what I find is, the spirit guides are only going to share what's timely for you to know, what's timely to have answered, or what's timely for you to know.
Let's go to Nicholas in Pennsylvania, first-time caller. Good morning, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi, Karen, and hi, Jeff, or George.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
My question is, you are a psychotherapist. You've been to college. If we skip any speculation about what happens to us when we die? Isn't there something that makes you feel that the human mind is actually the most powerful psychic instrument? Your tool of choice may be the Ouija board, but to others, it might be the automatic writing planchette. And to some who might be more fundamentally Christian, say, they may channel what sort of ideas you're taking through your superconscious through, say, speaking in tongues.
Yeah, I think you bring up some great points, Nicholas. First of all, I want to disagree with you. I don't think the mind is the most important. I believe it's the heart. And I really, and there's been a lot of studies done with the heart, how there's this energy force field around our heart, and it actually can feel and sense things even before our brain can interpret it. There's a reaction we have. And so I really do feel like the heart is what comes first. And then our mind, our senses, our ability to make logic and put sequences together, make meaning out of stuff, that comes more from our mind. But our heart, in that we call it gut intuition, that intuitive feeling, I think that's really prevalent. Now, you're talking about different tools people use. I agree. This is just one little itty-bitty device. The automatic writer is incredible. People use pendulums, cards, runes, I Ching. People are mediums, trans-mediums. There's all kinds of ways that people can connect with this energy. And some people go to church to do it. Some people go outdoors to do it. I mean, there's some people run and get a runner's high or do yoga. I mean, there's many different ways to be in touch with this energy. And this is just only out of my life. This is such a minuscule way, yet I'm passionate about it because it's been a very profound way. It's been a very profound path.
Squeeze you in, Jonathan, in Bakersfield, California, really quickly. Go ahead.
And George, how you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Karen, how are you?
I'm great, Jonathan. How are you?
Half asleep. Listen, dear, I think the commonality here, in Jesus' name, I'm a repentant, Jesus' name, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled Christian preacher, and I do speak in tongues as God's Spirit give the utterances, according to Acts 2:38, but I think the commonality here is we're all looking for answers. Everybody wants to find out what the unknown is and what's on the other side, but remember this, Holy Jesus is the true light, and even the devil himself, Satan, can appear to be that true light. And so can his subordinates, demons. So be very careful. Anoint your head with oil in Jesus' name and see what happens the next time you sit at the Ouija board. In Jesus' name, after you anoint your head with oil, see the reaction, and God will have some answers for you that only he can show you. Remember Acts 2:38 and 4:12. And my quick story is a friend of mine had a Ouija board, and all he saw was spiders all over the room.
Yikes.
When he kicked out the planchet, that little window thing, George and Karen, they were gone. But I've got to tell you, in Jesus' name, that's the name you call on for salvation, truth, and virtuous, zealous freedom.
Well, there you go, Karen.
Hey, thank you.
There you go. Karen, we're out of time. Give us your website, would you please?
Sure. George, thank you for having me on again.
Oh, my pleasure.
And my website. Oh, it's my pleasure. My website is Karen A. Dahlman, DAHLMAN.com. And I have books there. You can purchase autographed copies, or you can always find my book on Kindle, Amazon, on Kindle or paperback.
Still love the Ouija board after the show, Karen?
Absolutely. You know I do. And
okay.
You?
I'm not going to do that Ouija board show.
Okay.
Thanks, Karen. Be well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Karen Dahlman. Make sure you're with us for the entire week here on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesure, Timothy Banal, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everybody.